From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Yeah, and we're actually together, Nigel.
We are, in the same space.
We're in the sunshine.
In the sunshine.
In Bray,
yes.
Outside the LNTV
studio.
TV studio. We should enjoy the moment of being in each other's company. This is our 50th episode of From Scratch.
Remarkably. I think that's a pretty good achievement all on its own, really.
I think it is an incredible achievement. So I'm hoping that our listeners are enjoying what we do each week or nearly each week. So this time we're thinking it's 50. We're not going to have a birthday party or anything like that. But what we are going to do is just talk about some hopes for the year ahead. Not for us, but just for kind of learning development, just people development in organisations. So what would your hopes be, Nigel?
I would really love people to start using resources intelligently and just utilising what exists out there, which is pretty much freely available, and stop thinking first course, thinking first, got to develop it, got to supply it uniquely for my small group, just to be a bit more imaginative about what's happening in the big world, about how we learn now. Increasingly, we're learning on our own, finding stuff out, using YouTube and Google and getting better and better at working it out ourselves. So, in other words, kind of empowering organisations to create collections of learners, not people who are dependent on some professional telling them how to learn, what to learn, when to learn, all that kind of stuff. So a bit more freedom, a bit more facilitation and a little less control.
Yeah, I think I like the idea that within that, learning teams, L&D teams, have the opportunity to sort of recast themselves a bit. So it's really potentially very frightening or potentially really exciting.
Yeah, but I err on the excitement side, I have to say. I think it's brilliant. I think there's a new learning age about to dawn and organisations need it. We're not saying begging people to get involved. I think they need it desperately. They need to accelerate learning to keep pace with the way the world is accelerating, where business is accelerating. So this is really fantastic opportunity like I have never seen before.
Yeah, my hope within that is that people aren't in L&D teams aren't doing this for others. They're doing it for themselves as well, I think. Because this is the huge potential, isn't it? It's not just about helping the organisation. I think you hear a lot about the fact that L&D teams don't look after themselves enough and therefore fall behind the pace of change a bit, which I don't really believe, because outside of work I think people are still doing some interesting things. They're accessing stuff in lots of interesting ways. But I do think there's this real... I'd love to see people just really believe in, you know, what they can do within their own teams and kind of show the way and have a little bit more, try and build some confidence and be a bit braver around that, because, you know, they've got so much to bring to organisations, I think.
Yeah, I would say my challenge would be 3 experiments next year. Try 3 new things, radically different things, and do them on a small scale so you're not bankrupting the organisation or getting everyone fired. Just try something new and get involved in this flow, which is working its way through now, and be part of it. And I think that challenge will yield some really impressive results and give you some real sense of direction and focus going forward.
I like that. That's great, Nigel. And here's to the next 50 From Scratches.
Indeed, yes. We're not stopping here. This is just the beginning.
From Scratch.